Prologue. Fade in, scene one. Establishing shot, angle in space. The USS Enterprise hanging in mid-foreground over a strange, silvery planet under a wan and dying red sun. Camera moves in on ship, and over this and subsequent pantomime shots, we hear the voice of Kirk.
Ship's log, stardate 3134.6. Our chronometers still run backward. We have followed the radiation to its planet source here at the rim of the galaxy, but something else is happening. When we left Earth, each of the 450 crew members of the Enterprise was checked out stable. But it's been 2 years. So much stress on them. We have continuous psych probes, but we know some have been altered. Even some who may have gone sour. We can't know till the flaw shows up. And by then, it's too late. Much too late.
While voiceover carries, camera moves in on Enterprise smoothly till we rapid lap dissolve to scene two, interior Enterprise, Beckwith's cabin, extreme close-up, on a small, isometrically shaped metal container as it is opened by hand. Voiceover is heard after beat as we hold close on the lid of the box, opening with tambour doors, so the interior of the box rises and a strange, dull light floods the frame. As the container opens, the black velvet interior slides up to reveal possibly half a dozen glowing jewels. They are faceted solids, but not stone, more like a hardened jelly that burns pulsing with an inner light, gold, blue, crimson. As Kirk's voiceover ends, we hear,
"Beckwith, stop it! Give me one!"